You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it. So the Congress of Parties 28, a.k.a. the COP28, is over. Time for a postmortem. The first annual COP was in 1995. 28 COPs later, for the very first time, there is a limp and fuzzy call for transitioning away from fossil fuels. The burning of fossil fuels is the number one cause of climate change, and it took this organization 28 years just to say the words. Well, there are folks who consider that something to celebrate, and perhaps late is better than never. They did avoid the disaster of going another year without whispering the words fossil fuels. Keep in mind that everything, I repeat, everything the delegates do to this COP, to what they agreed to in the form of pledges, promises, intentions, aspirations, there's no such thing as a single actual enforceable commitment included. So I'd say that anyone who is counting on this COP mechanism to address the world's emissions problems is bound for disappointment. Not that there's any other world mechanism, mind you. Here's how climate scientist Catherine Hayhoe summed things up, quoting, "According to the International Energy Agency, the terms of the agreement provide about 30% of what's needed to reach the 1.5 degrees target." End of quote. Since so far, as a species, we have never fulfilled the promises made at a COP, it would be amazing if this time we did, even though such an accomplishment would mean we fall far short of avoiding the 1.5 degrees of warming. Realistically, we are not going to limit warming to 1.5 degrees centigrade. The question still is, how hot will the Earth get? So when you hear governments and corporations putting a positive spin on the outcome and implications of the COP, do not be deceived. We as a species are nowhere near close to addressing climate change in any kind of meaningful way.
Mythbuster time.
So who are the bad guys in the world when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions? Well, with an ever-increasing concentration of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, especially in the last 30 years when we've emitted as much greenhouse gas as we did in all of history prior to that, there are plenty of bad guy candidates. One of the common myths held in the United States is that the bad guys are China and India. They have the advantage as bad guys of being far away and doing stuff that is way out of our control. So the math in its simplest terms is, it's not us, it's them. But not so fast. Historically, the United States has emitted the most greenhouse gases by far. As of 2022, we have released 20% of the global total since 1750. By comparison, China has emitted 12% and India is down at 0.3%. It's the case that China at this point emits twice as much as the US. But wait, it's not that simple. Is it accurate or helpful to look at emissions by country, comparing China's emissions with well over a billion people and then comparing that level of emissions to the United States with a population of 350 million? Looked at as emissions per person, our emissions in the United States are twice what they are in China. But there is even more. A study by the University of Michigan and another one by MIT finds that 23% of China's emissions are attributable to the manufacture of goods transported to the United States. So I'm going to come right out and say it. If we're going to pick the bad guy in the world regarding emissions, it's us.
Quote for today.
One of the terms batted around at the COP is abated, as in phased down unabated coal. What is being referred to there is carbon capture and storage, or CCS. There may be a place in some specific areas for CCS in our future, but in the meantime, fossil fuel dominant countries are touting it as a way to keep producing fossil fuel. Here's what Wiebke Ekstra, the European Commissioner for Climate Action, says about CCS, quoting, "The reality we need to face is that we have to stop burning fossil fuels, period. We cannot CCS ourselves out of the problem," end quote. So don't be seduced by those claiming that by using CCS we can continue to burn fossil fuel, and don't be fooled by calls for things like phasing down unabated coal. That leaves the door open to both continuing burning of coal and leaves the door further open to never ending the burning of coal at all. Oh, by the way, coal is the nastiest of fossil fuels. A lot of media is calling the COP28 declaration historic. Well, only if you squint really hard. It is historic in the sense that for the very first time, The attendees have worked up the gumption to actually say fossil fuel. Here's what James Dyke, an Earth System scientist at the University of Exeter in Britain, said, quote, "It's a landmark result because it's the first time we've said we're going to reduce fossil fuel use, but you can forget about 1.5 degrees centigrade," close quote. In the meantime, the board of Abu Dhabi's National Oil Company, the company that the recent COP28 president heads, has speeded up plans to increase oil production from the present 4 million barrels a day to 5 million barrels per day by 2027 to meet what they call rising global energy demand. And yes, that's 5 million barrels a day.
Good news, bad news.
Las Vegas betting odds have Trump beating Biden in 2024 37% to 30%. If Trump wins, it will be a disaster for climate change mitigation. We can't let that happen. And that's your Climate 360.